This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Isn't that great? To have conversations going on with things you don't think are living,
but they really are.
I love Amazon Fire TV! Amazon Fire TV!
All right, this is the question of the day. How do we put out the Amazon Fire? Evidently, big time. Breaking on Natural News Today, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com, as well as our good friend syndicator GCN. Millions of Americans installing perfect spying device in their own living rooms. Amazon Fire TV monitors and records your conversations. Who was that? Was that Gary Busey, Super Don, in that commercial?
Gary Busey. And I got to tell you, honestly, I guess I'm a little bit out of the loop here. I have never heard of Amazon Fire TV. And in preparation for coming on here and talking about this breaking news, I went and checked it out. And it's just not fair. It's just not fair. Amazon Fire TV has Gary Busey as their spokesman. I love Gary Busey. He's one of those guys that is so nuts, you just can't help but not like him.
So what you're saying is it's okay because Gary Busey is saying it's okay, Amazon and the NSA can spy on you.
Well, obviously, that's how much you like Gary Busey. But
no, it's not okay.
I'm disappointed because I want to get it because Gary Busey likes it, you know?
Well, you know what we're not disappointed in? Today we get the crank out of the box here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with our good friend, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, breaking this story big around planet Earth. Mike, welcome back, my friend.
Hello, Robert and Don. It's great to join you both today with a lot of breaking news.
Yeah, I don't know if Gary Busey is aware of the spying. I don't know if he's aware of much anymore, but you certainly have uncovered something pretty ugly about this fire thing.
Well, look, I own a Fire TV device, and Amazon is kind of taking over the personal electronics category. They've got a new phone that just came out, a cell phone, and it's going to compete with the iPhone. They've got this Fire TV device. They've got the book readers. But the thing that I notice about this Fire TV device is that it doesn't have a power button. There's no way to turn it off. And I thought that was really odd because every other device that you buy tends to have a power button, but not this one. It wants to be on 24/7. And then I found out that this device listens to you. It actually records your audio. When you want to search for a movie, you just tell it what you want. It uploads that audio to Amazon servers where it's been processed with voice recognition, speech-to-text technology to try to figure out what movie you want. But that information stays on Amazon servers, your voice recording. In fact, CNET did an article describing how you can actually have that deleted, but you have to do it every time because there's no way to opt out of it. And then I realized that the Amazon Fire TV device came shipped with my identity already built into it. When I opened it up and plugged it in, it already knew who I was. Which means
wait a sec, you get it out of the box from Amazon, you plug it into your TV, and it says, "Hi, Mike, here we are."
Yeah, exactly. They preload it with your account info. You don't have to log in or anything. When you open it up, it knows who you are. So if you think about it, Amazon already links this to your credit card. So, and your credit card is already linked to your social security number, everything about your identity. And as Financial Times reported earlier, I think yesterday, in fact, that Amazon.com is now building the CIA's $600 million data center and processing cloud. So we know Amazon is working with the CIA. We know that corporations in America spy on people. That's been revealed by Ed Snowden with the NSA revelation. We also know these Fire TV devices, they automatically update themselves. They can be selectively updated to simply monitor your conversations in your living room in real time and upload them to Amazon's iCloud, which is also used by the CIA. So this is a big deal. This is the Fire TV device is the perfect spy device. And millions of people are buying these and putting them in their own living rooms voluntarily, where they can then listen to your conversations and upload them to Amazon.com, the same company that knows what books you read, what movies you watch, what household items you consume, whether you have children or not, all your interests, everything. So this is the perfect spy tool.
Well, it's the perfect spokesperson, I guess, in Gary Busey, who sees things that may or may not even be there. And I think they could, you know, have plausible deniability in this regard. But you have linked, that's what, you know, one of the things that I was going to ask you, Mike. Okay, it's one thing for a private company that you know, you buy their product, you're using their service, you like it, you know that you're going to give up some level of privacy. But that natural extension now that is unnatural but become natural into these spy agencies like CIA, like NSA, and Amazon, the fact that they're building the cloud for CIA, is anybody else concerned about this, or is this like the first, you know, as far as this breaking news in this way, you're putting it together?
I think I'm the first journalist to connect the dots on this. And by the way, I'm not saying that every Fire TV device is spying on you right now. I'm saying that it could be. Mm-hmm. It has in the specification. It records audio. It uploads the audio. It has automatic updates, and it has no power off button. And Amazon's working with the CIA. Now, whether Amazon is selectively activating certain devices for certain people to record their audio, well, that's another story. And admittedly, 10 years ago, that would have been considered fringe conspiracy theory. Today, in the post-Edward Snowden whistleblowing era, we know corporations spy on their customers. That's history. It's a historical fact now. We know that. The PRISM program has been disclosed. We know all the ISPs have been given back doors to the NSA. We know the NSA is building a huge data center to record all your phone calls, all your texts, all your web browsing, all your social media posts. That's not even conspiracy theory anymore. That's fact. So the only question is whether Amazon is now using this device as a kind of spy bug to listen to your private conversations in your own home. And I think it's only a matter of time before Amazon starts doing that if they're not doing it already.
Well, we know the advantage of, let's say, knowing your buying patterns, buying habits. They target advertisements for you, things like that, that you could say the libertarians will say, well, this is about just private industry, private enterprise. But, again, the lines have been so blurred over the last decades, and especially with the revelations from Snowden and others, that there is no distinction anymore with corporations of that size and the government, in fact, that, you know, would claim, but falsely claim, to be a separate entity now.
Well, that's exactly right. And we already know that Amazon collaborates with the United States government to control what you see and what you hear. For example, I'll give you a real practical example. Amazon will not allow the sale of certain categories of dietary supplements on their website because they say the FDA doesn't want them to offer those supplements. For example, chelation type of supplements. They simply won't sell them. Why? Are they illegal? No. They do it because they're collaborating with the government to make sure that they control what you have access to and what you don't have access to. We know Amazon is leaking customer data to spy agencies, and that's according to Edward Snowden himself, who gave a presentation recently where he talked about that, how Amazon's lack of encryption is causing spy agencies across the world, including the NSA, to be able to track everything that you search for or view or purchase on Amazon.com. And is that leak intentional? No one knows for sure, but it is happening. So we know Amazon is a, you know, multi-billion dollar company with a lot at stake, and they have a track record now, a growing track record of really collaborating with government against the privacy and freedoms of the people. Mm-hmm. So I think it's only a matter of time before these electronic devices become in-house or in-home spy devices in a classic, you know, Orwellian 1984 type of manner.
Right, if they haven't been utilized that way already, which likely they have. We're talking with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, right now, breaking news about the Amazon Fire TV devices being able to listen in on your conversations. No on-off switch. We love to talk about rightful remedies here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we're going to get to one related to Whole Foods in a moment or after the break with Mike about them selling supplements that may be contaminated or validated to contaminate with certain heavy metals. But what would a rightful remedy be here with an Amazon that sells pretty much everything except, as you say, certain supplements?
Well, what we always have to beware of is too much centralization of power under one roof, whether it's Google or Amazon or the NSA. Anytime you have too much power in the hands of too few people, you get corruption, you get tyranny, you get a police state, you get invasions of privacy. This is the problem. Amazon is a company that people have loved to love for a long time. I've been a fan of the company for a long time, but now, gosh, you know, they're making your phones, they're making your video delivery devices, they're controlling your library, they are your library of books that you buy or read or download to your devices. You know, as Amazon, I mean, Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post now, so he owns a major media outlet. You know, where is this heading? And the fact that Amazon's collaborating with the CIA now should be raising red flags in the minds of a lot of people. Is Amazon a company that you really want to give your entire psychological profile of what you read, what you watch, what you buy, what you consume? This is a big question.
We come back to a rightful remedy, and that is the U word, unplug. Unplug may be our only option here. Listen, we got to take a break. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is with us kicking off the show today. Appreciate that so very much. We're also going to follow up on a story we broke on the air yesterday about the potential of a class action lawsuit against Whole Foods for continuing to knowingly sell supplements contaminated with heavy metals well beyond the limits placed at Prop 65 in California or any that you would want to eat either. So stick around. Mike Adams continues with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, streaming live through National News Radio and GCN.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Cryptocurrencies have have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hunia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, coming up, we're going to be talking Alzheimer's, Lou Gehrig's disease, neurological issues. Also, we're going to do a CDC bash. That's right. Boy, oh boy, are they fumbling and bumbling with anthrax, bird flu, smallpox, shingles, and everything. We've got Ebola updates. We've got cannabis curing cancer updates. And also gaseous emissions from the latter part of your alimentary canal. Do they really cure cancer? See, these are the big questions we not only ask, but we answer.
We cover it all. We cover it all yes. On the show.
And thanks to Mike Adams reaching out all over planet Earth through Natural News Radio, naturalnews.com. Tonight we'll be on the Jerry Doyle Show talking about some interesting issues regarding blood pressure in our elder ages. But right now, Mike Adams is still with us. I don't want to leave the Amazon Fire spying scandal that quickly, but at the same time, I'm very curious about Whole Foods. You know, should be an ally of all of ours out there for natural products, organics, cleaning up what's going on for people, and yet in many ways they have failed in doing that. And this particular issue of the rice protein from Asia, which we broke with you all over the world here, Mike, is something that is an ongoing saga, and now we're talking class action suits. What's up?
Yeah, we are seeking a law firm that wants to handle a class action lawsuit against Whole Foods. I approached Whole Foods in May to ask them to stop selling contaminated products to their customers, the organic rice protein that's contaminated with heavy metal. And I gave them the laboratory data, just irrefutable proof that they were selling products which were quite heavily contaminated, and I asked them at that time to take action. Do something, you know, recall the products or refund customers or halt sales. They have done nothing. And they have, in fact, really worked to try to just cover this up and not even respond to Natural News. And some of their employees were actually saying that the product didn't contain any heavy metal to customers. So, you know, this is a company that, just like all these other big businesses, what they actually do behind the scenes is very different from what they publicly claim that they stand for. Mm-hmm. This is a company that knows it's selling poison to customers. It's been aware of it for months, and it has decided to stay silent on it and not tell its customers that they're buying these contaminated products. So it's time to sue Whole Foods. It's time to use the courts to force this company to stop acting in an unethical and unethical manner as a retailer and to stop selling deceptive products that are contaminated.
Now, Mike, remind me, did you actually meet with them at the corporate office or just send them a letter and email? Because somebody might say, well, they probably weren't given appropriate warning about this, and you, in fact, did do that.
I met with a member of the board of directors in person at the cafeteria at the Austin headquarters, and I handed her the laboratory results in person. And then I followed up with emails that are on the record and so on. So they're very much aware of this. And they have made a decision to ignore it.
Hmm. All right. Well, so this phase is just preliminary in putting it out there, the word out there. And you have not heard from Whole Foods yet, their corporate office, about this since yesterday. This went around the world through national news.
No, I haven't heard anything from Whole Foods. I'm not sure what I expect them to do. They seem to be just interested in profit, so they'll probably do nothing. I don't have any expectation that they'll do the right thing, and that's why I think using the courts is the only, it's the last ditch way to protect the public and to stop Whole Foods selling contaminated products that may be harming millions of people, especially expectant mothers or people who've had cancer and they've overcome cancer and now they're shopping at Whole Foods thinking they're going to be buying clean, pure foods, when in fact Whole Foods is selling contaminated superfood products containing lead, cadmium, tungsten, all heavy metal. So this is a very serious public health issue, and we are going to pursue action in the courts to try to get Whole Foods to change its ways and do the right thing.
All right, well, we'll keep following stories. If you're an attorney out there, an expert in this realm, and want to perhaps participate in some way, there's information. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com directly to the news story at naturalnews.com. Mike, at the National News Forensic Food Lab, what are we looking forward to next? And, of course, the ToxinsAway.com has launched. I want to remind everybody dealing with the cesium potential, ionizing radiation, cesium eliminator, also the heavy metals, the things that will bind that. All of these things are available. What kind of things do we have to look forward to real quick before we're out of time here?
Well, yeah, go to ToxinsAway.com. And there we're also launching this week Heavy Metals Defense, which actually can help protect you against the type of heavy metals that I've been warning about. So that's a very big new product launch. It's definitely worth checking out.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you for kicking off the show today. Very important subject matter. Don't let Kindle Fire, what are they calling these things? They're not Kindle Fire. It's Amazon Fire. Spy on you. Yeah, Fire TV. Unplug. And, of course, on the Whole Foods issue, be careful what you get there. Not all clean. Mike, my friend, thank you so much for all that you do.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Alzheimer's updates coming up, as well as Lou Gehrig's disease. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes
Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, well, we rocked the spy world today, and we rocked Whole Foods today. What's left to rock but your brain, your nervous system? Well, we'll rock it back into health gently. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to call in, 866-939-2355. First story up in the neurological segments of the show. Study, 1 in 3 Alzheimer's cases preventable. This is up at Web, Moment of Duh, WebMD. Now, when they say 1 in 3 cases are preventable, you know
I know where you're going with this.
Where are we going? Go ahead.
Would it not be accurate to say, and if I can hear Batar saying this, actually.
Right.
How about 3-3?
Yeah, exactly right, my friend. Exactly right. The fact is that they even acknowledge 1-3 preventable. It's not even that they know how to prevent it, but it may be preventable. And because they put it in quotes, like preventable. Whatever preventable means, we're not going to tell you. Actually, we'll give you some generalized indications as to what you should be doing, but they're not going to really be meaningful. Because if we acknowledge, you know, medical doctors acknowledge the cause, then they would have to stand accused and then convicted for being guilty of causing a lot of the neurological degradation because of the way they interface you and drugs, which are toxic, often heavy metal containing or enhancing or increasing heavy metal uptake. So this story is rather interesting. One-third, that they even acknowledge a third could be preventable. I mean, maybe that's news that comes out of the University of Cambridge in England, for those of you listening through UK Health Radio. But the seven risk factors they list, the lack of exercise is number one. So there's no argument from me there. Yeah, if you're not physically active, you are not going to have a long, healthy, happy life. Ultimately, you will get into degenerative diseases much earlier than using the physical body that you've been given. But the study that they're talking about, a previous study from 2011, suggested that as many as half of the cases of Alzheimer's disease could be prevented. But the researchers of the new study say these earlier findings are likely to be less accurate because they did not take into account overlapping risks. So they're less optimistic. From half of all cases, they're down to a third now. Are you going to wait for them to go, well, we screwed up on that. Now it's only like an eighth of you guys out there we can prevent Alzheimer's in. So 106.2 million, they're suggesting by 2050, will be living with Alzheimer's. 106 million people worldwide.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you think about that number. That is a gold mine for the drug industry, of course, if they can convince you that Alzheimer's is merely a drug deficiency disease waiting to happen. If we can just drug you in time, and we'll get to that. But I want to go through a couple of these, or maybe we can get through all seven real quick here. RobertScottBell.com, all the links are up there in the show notes. Diabetes was number two on the list. Of course, they never give you the reason why diabetes happens, primarily in the type 2 scenario. We talk about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, TMBRSB, when we wrote the book. We talk about the GTF chromium, and 100 micrograms three times a day prevents that. But this report does not acknowledge that, nor do many in the medical profession acknowledge the role of the right form of chromium, 100% whole food chromium. High blood pressure in middle age. Now, this is an interesting one.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, because this study does not take into account a newer study that has acknowledged that the super elderly, as they call them, the elderly, who have higher blood pressure, have less dementia, less neurological degradation than those who have normal blood pressure.
Now, notice, however, that they are saying in middle age.
In middle age.
So it's almost like they're saying, and I seem to recall in that study we talked about yesterday that you actually are going to be talking about with Jerry Doyle tonight.
That's right.
That they were specifically focused on the older or super, like you said, the super old. How would you like to be super old, right?
The super elderly.
Thanks
right?
a lot, man.
Yeah.
But, that somehow they're saying that the high blood pressure in older age is good for you, but not in middle age.
Ages, right, or middle age. Yeah. And it's interesting, and I'm going to get into that with Jerry Doyle later. We talked about it briefly on the show here. I'm not saying high blood pressure is good for you in a chronic state, but I also acknowledge the fact that you are designed to have high blood pressure when you need it, you know, for fight or flight responses or for running races. Your blood pressure is going to go up. And that's a normal, healthy response. The question is, why would it be there all the time that way? And then you get into degradation issues. But really, the way you can reduce high blood pressure, again, is another mineral, silica, which is, you know, it's the suppleness, it's the strength and elasticity of your vascular system. Silica is critical. Also, proper hydration and other minerals. Go to robertswater.com and download the free ebook. We've got information on it in Unlock the Power to Heal as well. That's going to help that. They don't provide you with options except drugs if you're reading this report. Obesity in middle age, all right, not much to say about that except most of the food is toxic and processed and leads to obesity. It's not about fat or calories as much.
There is such a thing as somebody who may be considered by societal standards overweight that can be healthier than a person who's thin.
Correct, yes, and we've covered that on the air as well here. So, again, this is not as simple as they'd like you to believe it is. Depression, of
it's
course.
It's not just BMI. BMI is not the answer.
No, but, yeah. Depression is another issue. Of course, you could see also lacking in minerals. You could see excessive heavy metals, lower levels of omega-3 essential fatty acids, as well as the endocannabinoid system being neglected. Now, we know that. They don't know that. We talk about it. We know it. Smoking. Of course, the big issue for smoking is the tobacco really organic? Is it a major ingredient or the only ingredient versus the thousands of other additives? It depletes your selenium levels because there's so much cadmium in cigarette smoke. You lower selenium, you're going to have cellular dysregulation. You're going to have neurological impairment. And, of course, the silica I come back to, also critical for neurological integrity. Low education. Low education, what is that?
That's an interesting one, and I don't know, because a lot of times you see these studies that come out talking about how people that are in the inner cities, people that are in economically depressed type areas and things of that nature, and they relate that to intellect, they relate that to education, they say that they are less healthy. Does that mean that you are not able to make good choices? Does that mean that you are in a position, let's say, you're low education, so you're in a maybe not as good a neighborhood, you don't have access to the farmers markets and the more expensive stores, so you're eating food that isn't quite as good for you? There's a lot of weird dots to connect, but I think one thing to think about is that I've seen numerous studies, especially recently, where they talk about that people that will challenge their brain by doing, puzzles and games and things like that, they actually have the ability to offset the dementia by keeping their brains healthy, by, working the brain like a muscle.
Very good point. I mean, that really is perhaps as important as anything that we've covered here in countering this so-called low education cause of Alzheimer's or contributing factor. At any level of education, if you engage your brain, you engage your mind, you are curious about things, whether it be reading something, whether it be, as you said, doing puzzles, something that engages that changes it, keeps the pathways firing. But, of course, we need the silica, we need the essential fats, and we need all of the minerals for that. But none of these things are addressed. But, here we have Novartis to the rescue. We knew that this would only be a matter of time.
Of course.
Novartis is set to test Alzheimer's drugs in patients without any
symptoms. Who don't need them, yeah.
We don't know if you need them. Well, heck, why wait? Why wait? This is like pre-exposure prophylaxis. We'll give you chemotherapy before you have AIDS, which is, again, a nonsense scenario. These drugs will kill you, as well as anything they call AIDS will kill you or better. And in this case, Novartis says it's going to test these two drugs on people with just a mere genetic risk of developing dementia. Right? We don't know if they're going to have Alzheimer's ever. But, hey, if we give you this drug, we might prevent what you might not even get. But we might get approved by the FDA to sell it to other people who don't have Alzheimer's yet, who buy into our game of fear, the game of fear.
Angelina Jolie is going to be the spokeswoman for this Novartis drug. What do you think?
She ought to just go on it. I mean, listen, what does she do? Removes her body parts because she has a genetic risk of getting a cancer in those body parts, despite the fact that those body parts are not the cause of her cancer? So, yeah, Jolie is, maybe she's on that low education level. I mean, I don't know her personally, and we'd help her if she asked for help. But, I mean, this is a real consideration here as we're trying to prevent the onset of Alzheimer's in anybody and everybody, whether there's a genetic predisposition or not. Now, they're going to have like 1,300 cognitively healthy patients aged between 60 and 75. 1,300. And they're planning to start this year. Now, I can tell you that these patients are not cognitively healthy if they've agreed to participate in this study. There may be no symptoms that Novartis can acknowledge, but we can acknowledge if you're willing to undergo Alzheimer's prophylactic treatment therapy with toxic drugs, you are not all there cognitively. Am I being offensive to those folks? Maybe I need to be.
No, I think they need a wake-up call. I mean, they do, and I think that's a great point. I mean, it's kind of mocking, but it's true. I mean, if you are cognitively healthy, why would you put yourself on a drug?
That's you're not using your higher levels of cognition at that point. And remember, we've got heavy metals, we've got aluminum, mercury, etc. We've got depletion of minerals again. We've got an abundance of essential fatty acid deficiencies. That's a funny way of saying it. omega-3s and the endocannabinoid system. That, you know, we talk about the oil, the hemp oil, and what it can deliver to the nervous system. I even talk about silver as being a critical part of regenerative recovery for the nervous system because there are receptor sites on the myelin sheath of the nerve cell, peripheral nerve cells as well. And so there are so many things that we would do and could do and can do to prevent Alzheimer's without causing Alzheimer's or dementia. But that's not part of it. But there is good news. Healthfinder.gov actually listed, and this is a related, not exactly the same thing, but Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. They found a strong association between higher intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids and lower. They always call them odds. Isn't it interesting? It's always about gambling. This is the problem also I have with modern medicine. It's about luck. Are you lucky? Are you unlucky? It's never about bringing the power to heal back to you or reminding you that you already have that power. It's we who are the white lab-coated technicians with high-level degrees that provide the luck that you may or may not have.
I'm envisioning a bunch of guys in white coats flipping coins in a room.
Really? I mean, that's how they come up with the flu shot, right? Let's. Oh, by the way, we got
board, right?
CDC bashing coming up. If you're a good friend of the CDC and you love them, you may want to turn the radio off or your internet stream off this next hour because the CDC is gonna get it. You're gonna get it good right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you'd like to call in with a question or comment any time of the day or night or live on the air, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And robertscottbell.com is the website. We're going to be together, hopefully all of us. Hope you're coming too, to the Healing Revolution Summit. Yes, that's right. Ty Bollinger, Dr. Rasha Bitar, Dr. Frank King, Hyla Cass, Paul Bergero, a lot of folks we've had on this show, going to be there with us in the Southern Appalachians and our family. And go get and unlock the Power to Heal. No, we call it the Power to Heal is Yours t-shirt. Organic, non-GMO. The links, the banners, they're all there. Click on them, get it, and we'll see you in Asheville. But first and foremost, we've got synthetic vitamins we got to talk about.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For you.
This is a job for Superdom.
It is. We got to ban Bono from the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm so sick of him. I'm just so sick of his you know, now that he's getting into bed with Monsanto, trying to poison all Africans with AIDS
drugs.
Listen.
I've never been a huge fan of U2, okay? They're one of those bands that just kind of like, eh. They had a few commercial hits, whatever. It makes decent bumper music. But, you know, look, it's the same thing as, like, with Van Halen. I was, for the longest time, a huge Van Halen fan. Everything was Van Halen. And people would come up to me and they'd say, yeah, but you know what? You know, Eddie Van Halen's a jerk.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? I don't want to be his boyfriend. He's not my roommate, but he's an awesome guitarist. And I would say the same thing with Bono. Even though I'm not a fan of U2, they've had some good music. I can separate the two.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'm overreacting.
Open-minded. But come on.
You know, I just get annoyed by pretentious, you know, whether they be rock stars or movie stars, trying to feel good about themselves because of some assuaging of guilt from their own religious beliefs, perhaps, to help the world by poisoning the world. That upsets me.
I would agree with you on that. In principle, I would say so. If you want to ban Bono, we'll ban Bono. It's your show.
Okay. And, you know, I don't. Maybe I'm half serious about this because I've got folks on my Facebook friends list that you know that have complete opposite views, and people have said, why don't you just ban them? And I'm like, you know, as long as they're not going, you know, dropping
F-bombs. That's not very libertarian.
No, it isn't. And I like to know what people are thinking. I do. I'd rather know, hey, okay, that's where the perspective is. Maybe it's rooted in something, maybe not, but I'd rather know.
May not agree with everything that Obama says and does, you know, like that, but he's the kind of guy I'd probably sit down and have a beer with him. He seems like a decent guy.
Only if it was organic and non-GMO, but not likely to happen with Obama.
Yes, father.
Yeah, I know. Dad. Thanks, Dad. All right, how about some synthetic vitamins with your breakfast cereal? Of course.
if you're eating breakfast cereal that's made by the major, you know, big agribusiness companies, I that could be, I'd be more concerned about that, what the, being called medical abuse, child abuse, than what they call medical child abuse today, which is when parents don't want to poison their children. Because you're poisoning your kids with these breakfast cereals that have synthetic vitamins, like zinc, niacin, vitamin A. The Environmental Working Group has actually acknowledged this, although they don't often differentiate between synthetic vitamins and whole food vitamins and minerals. But synthetic vitamin A, they've linked it to liver damage and other things. And you know, when they, then they paint the broad brush and say, oh, my gosh, stay away from supplements. They cause cancer. Never distinguishing in the news stories, except here and on Natural News and places like that, that they're not talking about real food and nutrients that come to us through the food. They're trying to fake you out. And even if they may fake you out a little bit, they might block the absorption of the real stuff that you might be trying to get from real food. So I have a lot of problems with people thinking that they're doing good by buying petrochemical coal tar vitamins. And, you know, it's not that we don't ever acknowledge that there is a role for those things. Like, we know that vitamin C, ascorbic acid, can be given intravenously, and it can do some pretty amazing things. I don't personally do that, but would I begrudge a doctor doing that instead of other forms of chemotherapy? Heck no, it's better. And even with Dr. Bitar, using synthetic amino acids in chelation to bind certain metals that have been overwhelming children and others, and we know that, that there is viability to do that with little to no harm if you know how to manage it. And then you go back to your whole food nutrients as well from an oral perspective and eating perspective. So this is an interesting story. I grew up on breakfast cereals fortified, and again, I was sick for the first 24 years of my life, 18, 19, before I gave up on modern medicine. It was 24, the age of, that I started eating differently. And
you know, something that just kind of popped into my head here. If you're serving your kid a breakfast meal, mm-hmm. and that particular food item needs to be fortified,
yeah.
maybe there's something wrong with the food item. Because if you were serving them something that they should be eating, it probably wouldn't need to be fortified with anything.
Dude, your brain cells are working overtime today, Super Don. You are just so keyed in and engaged.
It's just like, hello, Captain Obvious. You know, it's fortified. Why did they have to fortify it?
Well, exactly. It's like, well, we ripped all the good stuff out of this food so we can put imitations of the good stuff in and say it's good for you now, right?
And then when they fortify it, they put something synthetic in it.
Right. So go out and have your Starbucks coffee with RBGH-infested Monsanto pus-laden antibiotic-filled coffee creamer. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Go clean and put the coffee where you know it's actually going to help you.
Oh, no!
CDC bashing! It's in style. It's the season. It should be 24 hours a day. We're going to do a little of that because of their, anthrax goose and bird flu goose. But in the meantime, the power to heal is still yours. We'll be back after the news.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.